Tolea.
Ast.
Manjushri. What is going to or happen? And my career, Manjushri, started to answer that question. Whereupon Manjushri, the prince lawyer, addressed Maitreya, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, and the whole assembly of Bodhisattvas in these words: "It is the intention of the Tathagata, young men of the good family, to begin the grand discourse of the teaching of the law, to pour the great rain of the law, to make resound the great drum of the law, to raise the great banner of the law, to kindle the great torch of the law, to blow the great conch trumpet of the law, to strike the great timber of the law." Manjushri, you know, started to say something about what he had experienced before, because same thing happened to him when he was studying studying Dhamma in his previous life. Thereupon Manjushri or and there were various names for him. Manjushri, Manjusvara, or Manjukosha. All those names are Manjushri's name. Manjushri is means some auspicious, a man of auspicious. And Manjusvara or Manjukosha means a man who has a beautiful voice. Anyway, those are his names. Whereupon the prince royal addressed Maitreya, the Bodhisattva, Manjushri, and the whole assembly of Bodhisattvas. Whole assembly of Bodhisattvas. this sutra, in this sutra, Bodhisattva, it has the main position. Almost, you can say this sutra was told for Bodhisattva. For Bodhisattva. And, to Bodhisattva, too. the whole assembly of the Bodhisattva. And this was repeated in chapter 15, the famous chapter, we recite on Dogen Zenji's memorial day each month. So old monks in AH can recite this sutra by heart, almost by heart, without any difficulties, in Chinese. Not in Japanese. All those sutras, you know, Zen Buddhists, you know, chant this and chant 28th volume of this sutra in former days, they could recite very well, but I cannot recite so well, but old monks can recite it quite easily in short time in Chinese. And this, you know, word is repeated at the beginning of the volume 15, word appears maybe twice or more. Maitreya, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, and the whole assembly of Bodhisattvas. It is, and he started in this way, in these words. It is the intention of the Tathagata, young men of a good family, Zen Nanshi, Zen Yoni. This word is repeated in many times in this sutra. Tathagata, young men of good family, to begin a grand discourse of the teaching of the law, to pour the great rain of the law, to make resound the great drum of the law. Drum in Sanskrit. Donda Bihi. What was it? Donda Bihi. Drum, you know, sound. Don. So maybe. Don't be. It is very interesting in the name for the drum, Don't be. In festival, you know, in Japan, people strike big drum, Don't be. A great drum of the rock. Two reeds, two reeds, the great banner of the rock. Two kindred, the great torch of the rock. Two broad, the great conch trumpet of the rock. Do you know the conch trumpet in Japan? In Shingon temple, tantric Buddhist has big conch trumpet. It's called this. Great conch trumpet. To strike the great timber of the rock. But this repetition of various instrument is not the same in various translation. I don't think the translator added something interesting. But those who are scholars who are studying this is the compares in today's rendering this is missing or in Nepalese rendering this is missing. In Chinese rendering, this is missing. In this way, they try to figure out how those scriptures were introduced to China or Nepal or Tibet. Those are very important study, but and here I have Dr. Watanabe's translation. He compares we have two Chinese rendering, new one and old one. And he compares those two rendering to Tibetan rendering and Nepalese and original text and Pali. So if we study, if you want to study, I have here, you have various proof or material, but I must continue. I must continue my lecture as quickly as possible. Again, it is the intention of the target. Young men of good family, to make a grand exposition of the law this very day. Right now, here, extend the grand exposition of the law as I heard before. Thus it appears to me, young men of good family, As I have witnessed a similar sign of the former Tathagata. In his former life. The Arahat, the perfectly enlightened. Who have perfect wisdom. Who acquired so-called Murochi. Perfect enlightenment. He has no desire or no attachment to anything. The Arahat, the perfect enlightenment. Those former Tathagatas, what is this? Et cetera? Oh, I don't understand. Maybe he avoids the repetition. Those former Tathagatas something looks like abbreviation of Arahats, the perfectly enlightened. The former Tathagatas, the perfectly let me read it again. The former Tathagatas, the Arahats, the perfectly enlightened. It should be done this way. They too emitted lustrous ray and I am convinced that the Tathagata is about to deliver a grand discourse of the teaching of the law and make his grand speech of the law everywhere heard. He, having shown such a foretoken, he having shown such a foretoken period. I am convinced that the Tathagata is about to deliver a grand discourse of the teaching of the law and make his grand speech on the law everywhere heard. He having shown such a foretoken. And because the Tathagata Arahats, the perfectly enlightened one, wishes that this this Dharma Parayaya meeting Parayaya meeting opposition in all the world. This Dhamma meet Watanabe says meeting is not appropriate. Not meeting, but teaching or learning. How to know, how to learn, it means. Uh, learning of position, not of position, you know. Because he translated meeting, so he said of position. But teaching or learning, some learning which is difficult. So, Dhammaparayaya, hard to learn in all the world, be hard everywhere. Therefore, does he display so great miracle, and this four token consisting in the rastra, occasional, rastra occasion by the emission of a ray. I'm sorry, my reading is not so good. And because the Tathagata, the Arahat, the perfectly enlightened one, wishes that this Dhamma Parayaya hard to learn in all the world, be heard everywhere. Therefore, does he display so great miracle, and this four token consisting in the rastro occasion by the emission of the ray. And in this translation there is some objection or some discourse among the scholars, but the meaning is nearly the same. I remember, young men of the good family, that in the days of yore, many immeasurable, inconceivable, immense, infinite, countless eons, more than countless eons ago, nay, long and very long before, there was born a Tathagata called Chandra Surya Pradipa. Chandra Surya Pradipa. An Arahat, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with science and conduct, endowed with science and conduct, a sgata, knower of the world, an incomparable incomparable tamer of men, a teacher of gods and men, Buddha and Lord. Those are Buddha's 10 names, 10 titles. And this Shakyamuni Buddha's 10 titles also applied here for the this Buddha of Chandra Surya Pradipa. Chandra means the moon, Surya, the sun. Sun, the sun, moon, burning sun, moon, Buddha. Atatai, Chandra, Surya, Pradipa. And this is, you know, one day. And Araha. The Buddha's 10 names are Arahat, Tathagata Arahat. I don't know in Sanskrit. Maybe Chino-sensei will tell you correct pronunciation. 10 titles of Buddha: Tathagata, Arahat, Samyak Sambuddha. Tathagata means a man who comes from the truth and who do not stay in a realm of form world, who come from truth and who goes to the go back to the truth. Or someone who preach like Dhamma and who preach like law. Or someone who observes things as it is. Those are the meaning of Tathagata. Arahat is who attained perfect enlightenment. The attainment of Theravada Buddhist. Samyak Sambuddha. This is the Buddha who knows everything and who knows things as it is, who has no discrepancy, or who has no one-sided, who has no one-sided wisdom, one-sided understanding or observation. Shohei Chi, Samyak Sambuddha. And Myogyosa. Vidaya Charana, Sampanana. Those who have, who can see things through things, and who knows his former life, and who has perfect enlightenment. This is also Arahat's attainment. In morning we say, we pray to her three wisdom, three powers, Arahat's powers. And Myogyosaku means to his mouth and body and his mind is perfectly enlightened. And this is fourth one. And Sunyata, it means a man who has great knowledge and who can say things nicely and who has deep, great samadhi. And the sixth one, Lokapi. Who knows this world completely? And Samutra, Mujos, so called it, incomparable one, who has supreme Nibbana. As his attainment is supreme, he is supreme, incomparable. And the last one is tema of the man. Pursa Dhamma. Pursa Dhamma Sarati. Who has great means of helping people with great mercy. A tema of the name, the translation, this translation say. And seva of the human being and celestial being. And last one is the Buddha. Lokanatha or Buddhaya. Banyaban. Those are the 10 names. But here, you know, we come, it is difficult, you know, to figure out. But I figured out this way. In this translation, Tathagata called, the Tathagata, this is one, Tathagata called Chandra Surya Pradipa, an arahat, here is.